Board members of Renewable Energy Vermont are calling on the state to meet an interim goal to electrify 20% of the state with renewable energy by 2020 in order to meet the broader 2050 target. According to Renewable Energy Vermont, 11% of the state's energy currently comes from renewable resources. During the group's annual conference in Burlington Tuesday, several initiatives were outlined to supply the state with 450 megawatts of renewables across the transportation, heating, and cooling sectors. Renewable Energy Vermont Board Chair Martha Staskis says policy and education initiatives must be jump-started to foster economic security and energy independence.
This shift in electrification of our energy sectors will keep our energy dollars local, create jobs, and clean up our energy portfolio from dirty fossil sources.
The initiatives include conservation, efficiency, weatherization, and greater use of renewable resources. Efficiency Vermont Director Jim Miriam says these goals are similar to what they have been working to achieve since 2000.
We can produce electricity through saving it, if you can understand that concept, for about half the price of buying that same electricity. The real benefit is we can create jobs in Vermont if we follow this dream, and we can help Vermonters live affordably in the state and reduce carbon at the same time.
Sunwood Systems is a biomass energy company in Waitsfield. Co-founder David Frank uses the economics of his renewable sector to illustrate that meeting the goal is critical.
Besides the catastrophic consequences that we all know of heating with fossil fuels, over $500 million a year leaves the state in doing that. But in the progress of getting to our 20% by 2020, we have already offset $150 million a year by installing biomass. Additionally, $40 million a year is generated from ancillary related businesses.
Vermont Natural Resources Council Energy Program Director Johanna Miller says the initiatives that have been outlined are essential for Vermont's energy future.
Clean energy is fundamentally our future, and we have one of the most successful net metering programs in the country. People are putting solar on their roofs, communities are going solar. Vermonters want to take action and move towards a clean energy future.
But getting renewable systems installed may come down to affordability. Real Good Solar senior consultant Tom Champlin notes cost and system payback time is a key lure for his customers.
A lot of our customers are making a decision based on the financial savings and not just their love of renewable energy or reducing the carbon footprint, although a lot of them share that value as well, but it's really the financial savings are making things feasible now.
Renewable Energy Vermont is calling for an expansion of community-scale solar and wind projects, strengthening net metering programs, establishing a carbon tax on fossil fuels, and implementation of a renewable portfolio standard to measure targeted goals. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.